Prince George voters will have a chance to cast their ballot in the municipal and school board election as early as October 5. Advance voting opportunities will be available at Prince George Conference and Civic Center, rooms 201-203, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 5-6. Other advance voting opportunities will be held at UNBC, in room 7-170 in the Bentley Center, on October 11 and at the CN Center Atrium on October 12. Both will run from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. General Election Day is October 15. Voting on General Election Day will run from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Blackburn Elementary School, College Heights Secondary School, D.P. Todd Secondary School, Edgewood Elementary School, John McGinnis Center, the Prince George Conference and Civic Center, Shaws T. Kelly Road Secondary School and Vanway Elementary School. Voters must be 18 years of age, a Canadian citizen, a resident of BC for at least 6 months and a resident of Prince George on the day they are voting. Voters are required to provide two pieces of ID which prove both identity and place of residence. Photo ID is not necessary. Voters who have owned property in Prince George for at least 30 days prior to voting, but do not live in the city, can also vote. Mail-in ballots are available to all residents and non-resident property electors who are eligible to vote. In order to receive a mail ballot, electors must complete a request form. This form may be obtained at City Hall from the Service Center or Legislative Services Division during regular office hours, online from the city's website, by emailing election at princegeorge.ca, or by phoning 311 or 250-561-7600 if outside city limits. Request forms are also available at the Prince George Public Library. Requests for a mail ballot package must be received by 4:30 p.m. on October 13. Mail-in ballot packages will be available for pickup or mailed to applicants as soon as ballots are received. To be counted, your mail ballot must be received by the Chief Election Officer no later than 8 p.m. on October 15. The official campaign period for the election began on September 17, according to a statement issued by Elections BC. That means expense limits for election advertising are now in effect for candidates, elector organizations and third-party advertising sponsors, and the definition of election advertising expands to include issue-based ads. News coverage, unpaid social media posts, websites, direct communication by organizations to their members and individuals expressing their views using the internet, phone or text message on a non-commercial basis are not covered under the rules governing election advertising. Campaign contributions are limited to $1,250 per candidate or third-party sponsor this year. For more information about campaign financing and advertising rules in local elections, visit Elections BC's website.